Fenerie dashes to the left, and her sudden movement seems to bring the room to life. There are 6 journeyers in the training courtyard, including her and Dale, and they take her enthusiasm as permission to attack. The Cathar twins go at Master Tave with heavy, spiked chains that he easily avoids, leaving them tangled and useless. Dale darts in low and fast, swinging a mace at his legs, which are no longer there. Tave shoves Dale onto his back and kicks the mace aside. A Wookiee roars and swings 2 short, heavy clubs that Master Tave ducks and swerves around before planting a boot in the Wookiee's rump and sending her spilling to the floor. The last student to attack is a Twi'lek, who fires a force punch so powerful that it even takes Lannery's breath away. Master Tave deflects the punch back against its originator, and the Twi'lek staggers back with a bloodied nose. The large courtyard rings with their heavy breathing, their bodies still unused to the thin air. The fight drives their hearts, pumps blood, sharpens senses. But it is far from over.
"Again,"
Master Tave says. He is not even breathing hard. This time, Lannery, Dale, and the Wookiee attack simultaneously from 3 different directions, gasping, grunting. Lannery trying to sweep Tave's legs from beneath him with a sly force punch. Dale aiming a flying kick at his head. The Wookiee clumsy yet strong with her deadly clubs. And within moments, they are all on the floor, clasping bruises and wallowing in wounded pride. Lannery and Dale lock eyes, and her brother grins. They go again. The courtyard is a confusion of spilled bodies and bloodied noses and swirling snow, and as Lannery is casually cast aside for the 3rd time, she sees the Twi'lek go at Master Tave with a surprisingly adept combination of Al'Chaka moves, the vigorous force martial art. Tave seems to never be where a punch lands or a foot kicks, and moments later, the Twi'lek spins through the air toward a far wall. The master raises a hand and softens the flying boy's impact. Lannery is sweating even in her thin robe, her heart racing, breathing hard. Dale looks the same, but he also appears more alive than he has in a while. It's good to see him like that, but worrying too. Each of his attacks was traditional. Not once did he try to channel the force.
"You all try too hard,"
Master Tave says. He walks among them with his hands behind his back, and there's no sign at all that he has expended any strength in holding off their attacks.
"You give in to effort, and let it rule your moves."
He points at the Cathar twins.
"You both held your breath as you attacked, and your hearts will not like that."
At the Wookiee.
"A roar will not distract an enemy strong with the force, but it will steal your breath, empty your lungs, tire you quicker."
And at Lannery.
"And you. You stumble rather than flow. With every move, you expend 3 times the energy you should."
He stands in the middle of the scattered, panting, bleeding students and sighs.
"So, breathing."
For the rest of that afternoon, Master Tave teaches them how to breathe. To begin with, it feels unnatural and goes against everything Lannery thought she knew, because breathing is something she never thinks about. She has done it forever. It simply happens, like her heart beating, her blood flowing, her mind working both when she is awake and asleep. But by the time they stop at mid-afternoon for drinks and a handful of local fruit and nuts, she realizes the truth. Tave is showing them how to breathe with the force, as well as with air. Perhaps later she will have to revisit her heart, her blood, her thinking. The students enjoy the session, but Lannery does not allow herself to draw too close to the others. Usually gregarious and willing to make friends, she feels the pressure of her responsibility for Dale. And now that he has emphasized his independence from her and their parents, that pressure feels even greater. Dale also remains somewhat aloof. He's enjoying the training, she can see that, but he is also selective about what he is taking from it. The more Master Tave tells them that the Force is their friend, their protector, the balance that they must find, the more she perceives Dale's attention wandering. Perhaps he's simply way out of balance, she thinks. And once she grasps this idea, Lannery lets it grow. It's uncomfortable, but something she understands. Something that can be resolved. In her mind, it's far better than the alternative. That Dale truly hates the Force, and is doing everything he can to tear himself away from it.
Your first training session in Stavkesh is almost at an end,
Master Tave says later that afternoon.
This evening you will prepare food, scrub the kitchens, and then return here to clear the training yard of snow and mud. You might also visit the Thor-Yo and meditate for a while. Meditation is a part of fighting. Centering yourself. Finding and ensuring your balance. And so, attack me once more. With everything you can.
This time there is little hesitation. Lannery and Dale are the first to react. Lannery uses the Force to send a piercing whistle at Master Tave's ears, upsetting his physical balance. But her follow-up attack with an Alchaka kick combination is parried and countered, and her face meets the stone pavement. She feels her nose gush blood, the second time that day, and rolls onto her side in time to see Dale spinning through the air, victim of a Force punch from Tave. The others attack too, using combinations of the Force and the physical. This time, there is no panting and roaring, groaning and grunting, and the only sounds echoing across the courtyard are the rustling of loose robes, the whisper of bare feet on snow-covered stone, the impacts of flesh against flesh. Master Tave stands tall and fights off every attack. His expression remains impassive, and his movements are fluid and confident. It is Dale who scores the first and only hit of the day. With Tave warding off a sword attack from the Cathar twins, Dale feints a clumsy Alchaka assault, but then slides within Tave's reach and delivers an elbow to his face. Master Tave takes a step back, and his head turns to the side, spots of blood splashing his shoulder. The courtyard grows suddenly still. Dale lowers his elbow, rubbing it slightly from where it contacted Tave's heavy brow. There is a stunned silence. Master Tave smiles.
Good, he says. Very good, Dalian.
He slings one arm over Dale's shoulder and presses one clawed finger against his chest.
You're learning to breathe well, deep and gentle from the stomach instead of the chest. You're learning to control your body instead of letting your body control you. Now imagine what you could do if you were willing to let in the Force.
The silence in the courtyard goes from stunned to awkward. Dale says nothing. But Lannery